Catelyn raised her eyes up and up and up. At first all she saw was stone and trees, the looming mass of the great mountain shrouded in night as black as a starless sky. Then she noticed the glow of distant fires well above them. A tower keep, built upon the steep side of the mountain, its lights like orange eyes staring down from above. Above that was another, higher and more distant, and still higher a third, no more than a flickering spark in the sky. And finally, up where the falcons soared, a flash of white in the moonlight. Vertigo washed over her as she stared upward at the pale towers so far above. "The Eyrie!" she heard Marillion murmur, awed. The sharp voice of Tyrion Lannister broke in. "The Arryns must not be over fond of company. If you're planning to make us climb that mountain in the dark, I'd rather you kill me here."
"We'll spend the night here and make the ascent on the morrow," Brynden told him.
I can scarcely wait," the dwarf replied. "How do we get up there? I've no experience at riding goats."
"Mules," Brynden said, smiling.
"There are steps carved into the mountain," Catelyn said. Ned had told her about them when he talked of his youth here with Robert Baratheon and John Arryn.
Her uncle nodded. "It's far too dark to see them, but the steps are there. Too steep and narrow for horses, but mules can manage them, most of the way. The path is guarded by three waycastles, stone and snow and sky. The mules will take us as far up as sky.